I'm going to be talking to you this morning about David's choices. And I'm going to be pretty brief. So just talking about David's choices. Three choices that he made, which made God call him a man after God's own heart. But you know, David wasn't perfect, was he? He made some pretty bad choices at times. Once he sinned with another man's wife called Bathsheba. Another time he murdered the very husband of that married woman. He foolishly counted all the soldiers in his army because he was proud. And God didn't like that. And he wasn't a very good dad. He didn't look after his sons very well. And yet despite these big, big flaws, he was called a man after God's heart. Well, why? Well, I want to talk about three things that David chose at times in his life. At times he chose to fully rely on God. And Anne's craft activity, which she was going to do, had the initials F-R-O-G. And we were going to make a frog, fully relying on God. That was the meaning. And David fully relied on God at times in his life. And so should we. I know it's difficult, but we should. He took the plunge, like we saw in the drama. He stepped out. He took a risk in faith. When facing Goliath, he was totally outclassed by Goliath's weapons and armor. But David looked up at God. He saw the greatness of God. If Goliath could have seen God standing next to David, Goliath would have done a runner. There is no enemy that can overcome the person who trusts in God. Even if David had been a toddler, he would have won if God had told him to do it. And we also should be like David in this regard and not hang back in fear, but step out in faith when we feel the Lord prompting us. Of course, David in this story also ultimately represents Jesus facing down the devil on the cross. All the demons were like the Philistine army lined up facing the human race, and no human being was strong enough to take on Satan. But Jesus came out just like David did. And he led the fight, destroying the devil without any usual weapons. He used the weapon of his cross. When David beheaded Goliath, it is a picture of the victory over the devil by Jesus at the cross. Now the devil has no right to keep hold of a human heart. And whoever believes in Jesus can experience freedom. So David fully relied on God. But here's another thing David chose to do. David knew how to forgive. He chose to forgive people often. He was eager to give his enemies a second chance. Don't know if you see in that picture there, but there was a story when once one of David's enemies, King Saul, who had become an enemy, went into a cave to go to a toilet. And there he is, you can see the back of him, he's sitting down going a toilet in the cave. And David was hiding in that cave at the time. And David's friend said to him, here's your chance, sneak up and stab him in the back. But David refused. All David did was go and cut a piece of Saul's robe off with a knife, which is what you can see in the picture. Because David feared God, he didn't want to touch the Lord's anointed king. But also David was a gracious man. He wanted to forgive and give Saul a second chance. You know, David was always very forgiving to many people. He forgave Abner, who was a traitor, a general called Abner, who was a traitor. And when Saul himself died in battle, David wept. He didn't rejoice that his enemy had died. David was uncommonly kind, unnecessarily kind to Saul's grandson, Mephibosheth. David was uncommonly patient with a man called Shimei who cursed him to his face. David forgave and pardoned people who rebelled against him under Absalom in a rebellion. Time after time, David showed he was not one to hold a grudge or want revenge. David knew how to forgive, and there's the challenge. For us, this is one reason why God said he's a man after my heart, because he was a forgiving man. David loved his enemies more than anyone else before the time of Jesus. Like no other Old Testament king, David was willing to welcome rebels back to the fold and overlook the sins of those who had opposed him. And the third and final reason why David was a man after God's heart was that David knew how to repent. Repent means turn around, change your mind about sin. There were many sins that David did, but every time he was caught or exposed, he immediately came out with it and owned up and turned away and put away his sin. Although David was kind towards some of his enemies, it didn't mean he was kind on himself, though, and his own sins. People who are soft on others can sometimes be soft on themselves, but David wasn't. He always owned up to his sin. He was honest. I cannot find a single time when David was exposed and then failed to repent. In that picture, you see the prophet Nathan pointing at David because David had committed adultery and murdered someone. But David quickly said, "I have sinned against the Lord." And when Joab, one of his generals, rebuked him, David listened. When David ordered the foolish counting of Israel's army and realized it was a sin, it says his heart struck him and he confessed, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done." David knew how to repent. He didn't blame others for his mistakes. He did not make excuses due to family upbringing or peer pressure or the demands of leadership. He called a spade a spade. He didn't call his sin a weakness or a mistake. He called it sin. He never ran from the light when it exposed his darkness. It is rare today for a politician or a public leader to openly admit that they have sinned. David was humble enough to listen to those beneath him and change. So there are three reasons why David was a man after God's heart. He fully relied on God. He knew how to forgive and he knew how to repent and be honest about his sin. But you know, David points forward to Jesus in some ways because Jesus loved his enemies. But not only did Jesus welcome back his enemies, but he died on a cross for them. Also, Jesus is eager to show mercy, always willing to give traitors a second chance. And David had some of these characteristics. But Jesus is greater than David because Jesus never, never sinned. But Jesus will expose sin and Jesus does hate sin. But here's the good news. Just like David, Jesus loves to forgive sin in others. So I'm going to finish with a question. How is your heart? Is your heart like David's? You know, David was anointed as a king. Well, we're not just anointed, we get spirit filled. The Holy Spirit can fill our hearts. And because the Holy Spirit can fill our hearts, we should be even more like David, perhaps more so. So here's a question. Are you fully relying on God if he's asked you to do something? Or are you hanging back in fear, like when they faced Goliath and the Philistines? How's your forgiveness? Is there someone you have not forgiven? Do you hold a grudge against someone and you can't let it go? And thirdly, how quick are you to own up and turn from a sin? And I ask all these questions to myself as well. God calls us because we've got the Holy Spirit filling our hearts to be more and more like David, to rely on God even when we're scared, to forgive those who've hurt us and ask the Lord to help us and to own up and turn from our sin. And if you struggle with any of these things, there is a prayer line that you can text or WhatsApp or call and we will arrange to pray with you. Now, I'm just going to pray briefly and then we will go to our last song. So let me pray. Lord, we thank you for all we've learned this day about David. We ask you to take this example to our hearts and to seriously learn from how David was. We love how you don't compare us to other people. You value us uniquely in our own right. And we love how David is a picture of how our hearts should be as regards to sin and forgiveness and relying upon you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.